It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and Lake Havasu City to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good morning. Good day to you. It's a Fraxus Friday. It's always a Fab Four Friday, which means we're going to play the Beatles as our bumper music in and out of commercials. This is Speak Out 2.0. We're live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower in downtown Bullhead City, right on Highway 95. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host for the next hour. Speak Out 2.0 is on 106.3, 106.5, and 106.7. Three frequencies, so you can hear us really good in whatever town you're in. And you heard the phone number in the intro. It's 234. We have our own area code here at the tower, 234-343-1065. And you should write that down because you never know. You might want to call in one day next week. Next month, we're going to have all the candidates in here running for office. I have a set list of questions for each of them, the same questions. I didn't make different ones for different candidates or anything like that. But anyways, they're all going to be here next month, and you might want to call in with a comment or a question. So write that number down, 234-343-1065. You're always welcome to call. So, we're talking Bullhead Police today, and we're talking veterans. And before we do, I want to tell you that Mojave Accelerated Learning Center, tonight and tomorrow night, a great play. It's called Into the Woods Junior. And the teacher was in here the other day explaining that, so don't ask me to explain it. It's at the Melk Battleground, otherwise known as the gymnasium. 6:30 tonight. I tell you to call them out, but they don't work on Fridays. There's nobody there. So show up tonight at 6:30 and be entertained. And, of course, it's Mayhem Weekend all weekend, the motorcycle rally, at Community Park. Everything is there. The whole park is full. Downstairs chamber is full with the tattoo convention. You can learn more at mayheminfo.com. And then tomorrow night, the Beach Boys are in concert. Yeah, you want to have some fun? Go to Harris tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. I saw them years ago. Mike McGilvery. Remember Mike McGilvery? Mike McGilvery and I went and saw the Beach Boys. They were over in Laughlin. They weren't at Harris then, but they're at Harris tomorrow night. And then Sunday, veterans, Hitchin' Our Heroes. It's at the New Pioneer, 10 o'clock. Call the Laughlin Chamber if you have questions. They're the ones putting that on. All right. Let's bounce into a Fab Four Friday and tell you one more thing. Tomorrow is National Take Back Day. Bullhead Police and Lake Havasu Police will take your old prescriptions, your old vitamins, your old drugs, no liquids, 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock. And to tell you more, say good morning, Lori.
Good morning, everybody.
How are you?
I am marvelous.
You look all cheery today.
Yes.
You're not in uniform.
Right.
Kind of relaxed. Is it casual Friday at Bullhead PD?
It's kind of like that. Yeah, I designated it that.
You did? Good for you. It's fun to make your own rules.
You weren't supposed to tell people I'm not in uniform.
Cares.
They wouldn't know.
Oh, my God. You wear that uniform 10 hours a day. You think anyone cares that on Friday you took it off?
I wish it were only 10 hours a day.
Yeah. Some days it's a lot more than that, isn't it?
Yes.
But you are the community services officer.
What a neat job.
And it is, isn't it? Because you get to go to events and you get to make presentations to Rotary, to Kiwanis, to Elks and Lions, and you get to spread the word and tell people how to be safe and prevent themselves from being a criminal.
Well, from being victimized by a
criminal.
Yeah,
victimized. Not a criminal. Victimized.
Yeah. Victimized. I don't want him to be a criminal.
Take two. Victimized by a criminal. Yeah, you're right. See why I don't have that job?
Right, yeah.
You've been with Bullhead Police how long?
It'll be 31 years here in a couple days.
Wow, yeah. 31 years. And you started as a dispatcher?
Yes, 15 years as a 911 dispatcher, and now 16. This will be my third chief that I've served under.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, Rodney, I adore you. It was fun working under Rodney Head.
He's on a cruise ship somewhere. He can't hear us.
I know.
And well, he could if he wanted to, you know, go to KNTRtalk.com. I text him.
And then Brian Williamson, and now it's an honor to serve under Chief Treves.
Yeah. You got to – and the last two were bald.
I hope I didn't have anything to do with that.
Oh, I don't think so.
I quite possibly could.
I don't know. They both have kids, so you can't take all the credit.
There you go.
So National Take Back Day is tomorrow.
It is.
And Havasu's doing it, and you're doing it. And the whole purpose is, I mean, it wasn't that long ago that they called them Skittle parties, where young kids would show up at parties and bring people's prescriptions, and they would throw them in a big bowl and reach in to just grab a handful of who knows what they were taking and think that that was a cool thing to do.
Right. So what we're doing when we are in partnership with the DEA, we are raising awareness. We take the prescriptions at any medications,
right,
any pills, Monday through Friday during regular business hours. But a lot of people aren't aware of that. So when we participate in these, it always shocks me the number of people that said, I had no idea I could just bring these and dispose them here.
Right.
And the beauty of it, yes, it stops the children from, you know, misusing the medications that they get their hands on. But it also, or anyone misusing them, and not just children. And it also protects our water supply. If you put it with coffee grounds or kitty litter and throw it in the trash can, any way you dispose of it that goes into the trash, eventually it rains and goes into our groundwater and it pollutes our water supply. So this is a safe way to get rid of the medications that you have lying around your house.
And the DEA burns them.
Yes,
so
it's not like
they're not going to end up anywhere.
They'll literally come pick them all up on Monday from us. So we box them exactly the way they prescribe it, and they come and it's a handoff to them from our property and evidence. So we'll be in front of the Bullhead City Police Department tomorrow morning.
It's at a drive-thru. 10 a.m. Just pull up. And
we stay under the shaded area up near the entrance
well,
to
now
the.
But
we have to have a patrol car, so we put it in there so we can secure them as we go, the boxes once they're full. You wouldn't think, but we take boxes. We have trash bags and markers to mark out your name and your private information off of your bottles, but we just throw those in the trash.
Right.
But the pills go into boxes, prescribed boxes, and they're sealed and stored in the patrol car until they go to our property and evidence. And there'll be multiple of us. We'll be with partners in front of the Bullhead City Police Department.
Right.
So if you'd like Narcan in your home, even if you don't have medications to dispose of, you can come get free Narcan. We'll have our opioid, the ORS clinic, the Southwest Behavioral Health, but opiate. I can't believe I can't think of the name of their program. But Alex, he'll be out there with us. He was with us yesterday at.
He sat next to me.
Yeah, he sat next to you at Warm Sea. Was
the opioid recovery program is or
recovery services? Yeah. I'm guessing now. So. Let's not go there.
234-343-1065. Somebody from Westcare, call us.
Or Alex.
Yeah. Alex, Chaz.
Anybody.
Somebody from Southwest.
Right.
We were in a meeting yesterday in Bullhead City. It was hosted by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, about an hour long, with basically the mental health professionals of Mojave County. I mean,
it was wonderful.
Yeah.
Just to be able to talk with each other and go, we do that. We can help you with that. Whenever you need this, please call us. If it's a youth,
right?
We don't have a facility in Mojave County, but we can get them up to Flagstaff.
And
Taros was right there saying, this is our protocol for that. And talking about their brand new program that they're doing, the crisis to recovery, for the person once they're out of crisis to still work with them and ensure that they stay on the recovery path.
Right. And yesterday, Warm Sea had kind of a checklist, and they wanted to talk about the different types of mental health patients that they can come into the ER, and what do they do with them, you know?
And we talked individually about PTSD and depression,
right,
and not just overdose, not just, you know, substance misuse or alcoholic, you know, overconsumption of alcohol. We talked about different situation. It was wonderful the way Vanessa had laid that out.
Yeah, PTSD and sexual assault. Yeah,
absolutely.
Suicide issues.
Homicidal.
Yeah. And so there was a lot of things that were discussed yesterday, and there were CEOs in the room from Mojave Mental Health. Chaz Martinez was there with West Care and Southwest
Behavior. The
director
of Taros, yes.
Yeah, director of Taros was there and her assistant. And so a lot of things got a lot of good information. You know, and everybody hung around afterwards, and I left, but I could see people having private conversations afterwards that are vital to the patient. It all comes down to the individual that all these people are trying to take care of and help out.
And it was a very proud moment when they realized when they saw the stats from our statewide initiative about mental health and how often Bullhead City Police Department
is 65 cases.
Yeah, that in just that time period that
right.
they tracked right there. And where we're referring these people that are in crisis to a mental health professional. So the police are not arresting their way out of it or making the situation worse.
Right.
They're diffusing it at the moment it's occurring.
Exactly.
So it was a beautiful thing to hear that and them compliment our department on utilizing and
you were right there on the top of the sheet of paper.
So I think that's something for this city to be proud of, that it's that these officers are out there talking with people going, there's help available. You don't have to go anywhere today. We can bring somebody right here, right now to you.
Well, and it
to
starts with
stabilize you right here today so that this doesn't become the straw that breaks your camel's back. It's just a straw today, and if you know how to deal with that straw and properly dispose of it, it doesn't stack up and get worse.
And it starts with Chief Treves. I mean, that your guys have had this additional training.
Absolutely.
That they can recognize somebody that's in crisis and deal with it calmly, you know, and deal with it in a way that doesn't diminish the individual, but gets that individual the help that they need.
And it's not just, you know, that we're also reaching out, and I met with Catholic Charities about our homeless shelter, you know, working so that we open the communication lines better. We just want to work together and serve the community.
Right.
And some people aren't going to be stable when they arrive at that shelter. And what do they do? And they need to feel that the police department's a partnership.
Right.
And it's such an awesome job that I have from one day to be at a neighborhood watch meeting talking about scams and identity theft. And the next day be at the school with Banner Health teaching the children about water safety and bullying and gun safety. We reached every third grader and fourth grader in Bullhead City in partnership with Bullhead Fire, Banner Health, and Bullhead Police.
So and Banner Health brought this program
yes,
to town?
Yes, it's called Safety Town, and they literally built in the Coyote Canyon cafeteria, they literally built a town. Like my station was water safety. I taught it every 7 minutes back to back all day long and to a small group of like 10 to 12 students
right.
at a time. And I had a swimming pool with a fence around it. It was just a banner on the floor, but a
sure.
good quality. And the kids are like, can I go in the pool? And just, it was so neat, but I had a life jacket. I had water wings to show them. Because when my daughter was young, I thought water wings were a life-saving
right.
device.
I know.
And a lot of the kids today thought it was, too. And we talked about the difference between a real life jacket and talked about Bullhead Fire's got a free life jacket exchange coming up.
I think it's the 18th. I don't have it on my calendar.
But it'll
yet.
Be on Bullhead Fire's Facebook page.
Yes.
And you can also call any Bullhead City Fire Station, and they'll be able to give you the information on it.
I agree.
Especially our new administrative offices up there in Laughlin
Ranch. Yeah, they're going to open here real soon. All right, let's take a break. We're going to come right back and chat some more.
What would you think if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me?
Are you still looking for fast, reliable internet? Look no further. There are nearly 23,000 members in Mojave Electric Service Area who now have access to 100% fiber-to-the-home internet from TWN Communications. Signing up is easy, and there are no installation fees. Visit twncom.com/Mojave. That's twncom.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to check availability in your neighborhood.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
People are saying new year, new me. Let ProFit Kitchen help you. Healthy, fresh, and delicious food. 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and more for $24. Plus, fresh pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Dine in, catering, or to go. ProFit Kitchen. Eric's meal prep solutions are the best way to stay the course. Healthy, fresh, delicious. See the complete menu and place your order at ProFit Kitchen. KITCHIN.com.
Interest rates. The fight continues. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. It's no secret that interest rates have been savage lately, but rest assured that Mojave Mortgage is here to help you combat the high interest rates of the retail lenders with wholesale pricing and best-in-class customer service. Visit us at MojaveMortgages.com, where we invite you to be savage, not average.
Hi, my name is Colin Savage, and I approve this message.
Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
Screen time's over.
Be home by 11?
Put your phone down while reading.
When parents set boundaries, keep track of where their kids go, and talk to them about the dangers of underage drinking and drugs, they keep their kids safe. Visit TalkNowAZ.com. Be the influence. Talk early. Talk often. Talk now.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Muchas gracias.
This message is sponsored by the Substance Abuse Coalition Leaders of Arizona.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo, host of Sundays with Sinatra, right here on KNTR Talk. You know, I've had the honor of being with Frank Sinatra and knowing Frank Sinatra a little bit back in the day, and I'm so happy to be telling stories about the chairman of the board every Sunday evening from 5 to 7. Just sit back and relax and take a couple of hours away from the news and politics of the day. Ring-a-ding-ding, baby.
Sundays with Sinatra from 5 to 7 p.m. Brought to you by the Anderson Automotive Group and Havasu Landing Resort and Casino.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Hey, when you have an emergency, you want help fast. And if it's serious, like a heart attack or a stroke, every single minute counts. And it matters. So choose a hospital that's equipped to evaluate and treat serious illnesses and injuries. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is here, and they're ready to take care of you 24/7. Learn now. Learn more now at WesternArizonaER.com. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Ah, the fitness center. It's brand new. All remodeled. All brand new equipment. Pro Maxima equipment. Open 7 days a week. 8 to 8. Spin bike center. Yoga. Weight training. Cardio exercises. Steam room. Yeah. Open to the public. It's Bullhead City's newest fitness center. Clean. Spotless. No towels on the ground. No, it's awesome. Check it out. You can sign up online at LaughlinRanch.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Hey, would you like to get into health care? Legacy Rehab and Care Center will hire you and train you to become a certified nursing assistant. Yes, all while you're getting paid. And then when you get that certificate, you make more money. Hello. Yeah. It's a certificate from MCC, and you don't have to go to college. You can't beat that. Oh, speaking of MCC, they're coming up next at the top of the hour. You're going to be in there with Paul Lavoie with Speak Out from Lake Havasu City. Oh, anyhow, Legacy Services, they include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapy. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. Call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. We have Lori in disguise, not Lucy.
Right?
Yeah,
we're down to the last couple minutes talking about the DEA National Drug Take Back Initiative.
Tomorrow.
Occurring tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in front of the Bullhead City Police Department at 1255 Marina Boulevard. Come visit us. We'll have our community partners on hand. And we'll have free Narcan. We'll have other. We'll have some goodies for you if you want to take advantage of them. And a nice trash bag for your car.
Okay.
And it with all the different logos for the police departments in the area and our partners that are on the bag. So MSTEP and Arizona Youth Partnership.
They all help out.
Yeah. So we really would love to have you stop by and bring any medications that you have that you need to dispose of. Any pills, and if you know of had a loved one pass away and you have their medications you've been meaning to get rid of, tomorrow's the day.
That's
bring
it.
Them down.
This
no questions
it.
Asked.
Right. No question. And you can bring them in the Scripps bottle, and then if you want, in your car, you can just sit there and pour them all into a little plastic bag.
No, you don't even have to bring them. You don't have to pour them in a bag.
Oh, okay.
You just pour them right out into the box, and we'll help.
Oh.
We'll have big markers available for you to mark off the personal information.
There you go.
Them.
You get rid of everything.
So, yeah, just bring it out. And even if it's like you bought some vitamins and you weren't able to take all of them.
Right.
And you're like, oh, these expired. Pushed them to the back of the cabinet, and I don't want to take them now. We can dispose of them properly. Any of that stuff that you throw away goes back in our water supply.
I won't tell you tomorrow. I'm bringing vitamins that my wife had that were dated 2013.
It happens fast. Time flies when we're having fun, Larry.
Okay, we've got all the business out of the way.
Yes.
Now, you have a fifth grandbaby being born Sunday?
I do. And I am honored to be jumping on a plane. I'm going to work tomorrow. So if you want to talk babies, I'll show you pictures of all my adorable grandkids. And my older daughter has two and my younger has four. And I'm going to be there for the arrival of Zephyr, my fifth child, grandchild.
Holy Toledo.
Christina. Yeah, she's in the Navy, so she doesn't have a lot of... she moves all the time. So so she said to me, Mom, can you jump on a plane? I said, absolutely.
Heck
I'll be right there.
So Rick's running you to Vegas tomorrow and off you go?
No, I'm just going to park at the airport and jump on a plane.
All
right.
Take off and go to Seattle.
Nice long-term parking right there. Yeah. I'll just, take a backpack.
It'll be fun to be there when she has a baby.
It will be amazing. I've never got to be in the room with her.
Ooh.
I've been... in the vicinity, but not in the
room. If you're on Lori's Facebook page, you'll see pictures Sunday afternoon or Monday of the little baby. Oh, so exciting. I'm happy for you.
I might be too busy oohing and on over the precious little bundle.
No, you'll get pictures. I know you. I know you. You'll get pictures. And your husband's not going to go. He's going to stay home and babysit.
He's going to hold the home front down.
Yeah, stay home and babysit the dogs.
Yes, we're going to head back later in the month when... She gets some rest, and we'll be there later in May to meet. He'll get to meet Zephyr then.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Exciting weekend for you.
Very exciting. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody out at the DEA drug take back tomorrow.
So go
come visit with us. I'll be a captive audience.
Say hi to Lori.
Yeah, right in front of the Bullhead Police Department, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow.
It'll be fun.
Yes.
Yep. All right, Lori.
Thank you
so much.
Always a pleasure,
Love it,
Larry.
When you come in. Good information.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, everyone. Stick around. We're going to come right back and talk veterans.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs. This includes personal care and hygiene assistance, meal service, laundry, and housekeeping service, plus an on-site beauty salon and beautiful secured outdoor patios where you can sit and enjoy the Arizona mountainous terrain. The Legacy prides itself by providing life enrichment activities for all their residents. See for yourself by following Legacy Rehab on Instagram today.
Spring has arrived, and it's time to revitalize your ride with 66 Auto Sales. If you are in need of a vehicle for your family adventures or a powerful pickup to take off-road, we have the perfect vehicle to tackle your springtime adventures. For nearly five decades, 66 Auto Sales has been the cornerstone of Mojave County's automotive needs. Our dedication to customer satisfaction ensures a hassle-free car buying experience before and after the sale. Stop in today and see one of our helpful sales associates or check out our inventory at 66autosales.com.
Nasty bugs in your home or business? No fun. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. Pet and child-friendly treatment that turns bugs, termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. The last thing you want is visitors or customers seeing something crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today, 928-758-5499. Barron's, 758-5499. Barron's Pest Solutions, solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions, quality, experience, family.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club Restaurant, Spa, Fitness Center, and the pool are always open to the public. The Fitness Center is completely remodeled. Brand new equipment with Pro Maxima equipment. Open 7 days a week, 8 to 8. Spin Bike Center, yoga, weight training, cardio exercises, and steam room success. All for only $50 a month. Open to the public, Willett City's newest fitness center at Laughlin Ranch. Call 754-4050. Sign up now at laughlinranch.com.
You can hear KMTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.5 for Bullhead City, Laughlin, Needles, and Havasu Heights on translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KMTR talk in KJJJ HD2. Go to KMTRTalk.com for audio streaming and on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KMTR Talk, the voice of the free.
All right, we're back on Speaker 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower in downtown Bullhead City. Brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, MEC, and Arizona Electric Cooperative. Need your help with a full understanding of the proposed Mojave Energy Park. The generation and transmission of reliable, affordable energy is not, you know, complete. It's in the planning phase. So you can learn the up-to-date information on a website that's been created just for this project, MojaveEnergyPark.com. Very simple. Now, if you go there and you still don't find enough information that you might want to know, call MEC, 928-763-1110. Barron Services, professionals in pest solutions. Yeah, for your home. How about your business? They can do both. They take care of everything. Yeah, they'll protect your family, your customers. You can't beat it. You don't need anyone seeing bugs and creepy crawlers. No. And your pets, you want them safe. So if you're in Needles, Mojave Valley, Fort Mojave, Bullhead City, or Laughlin, you can be bug-free just by calling one number, 928-758-5499. Quality experience and family, Barron Services. CC6 Auto Sales, Mojave County's largest pre-owned car lot. Yeah, holy cow. It's huge. 50 years they've been on that corner. On Route 66 in downtown Kingman. You can't miss them. The lot's so big, it's huge. It's got two doors and four doors and vans and trucks and luxury vehicles and SUVs and four-wheel drive. And what do you need? Economy car? Yeah, for your daughter? Maybe, you know, graduation from high school next month? Why not? Why not? Because at 66, it's still people come first. See the entire selection at 66 Auto Sales. Just go to the website, 66auto.com. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery introduces their new ultimate French toast platters. Yeah, they got a bunch of them. Banana nut and caramel French toast platter. Strawberry cheesecake French toast platter. Lemon blueberry French toast platter. Or chocolate covered strawberries on a French toast platter. All at Perkins in Bullhead City. All right, we're back. And we have Pat Farrell in the studio from downtown Kingman. And he is the president of Veterans Council. How are you, Pat?
Good morning, and I appreciate the invitation to be here, and I'm doing good.
Good. Well, and you, a week from today, you do this frequently throughout the county, but a week from today, your big resource fair is in downtown Kingman.
Yes, sir. It's at the Mojave County Fairgrounds at 2600 Fairgrounds Boulevard in Kingman. Registration starts at 9. Our opening ceremony is at 9:45, and we're open for business from 10 to 2. Right now, we currently have 44 resources signed up, including the VA, or Veterans Administration, the Arizona Veterans Administration, and anything else you might need, re-employment, file a claim, information, suicide, women's programs. We have a whole array of different resources available for veterans and their families.
This is the opportunity, and maybe you know a vet that can't get down there, then go yourself. Get the information for them and take it back to them. because this is a time where they can a veteran can find out just about anything.
Well, not only that, there's been a lot of changes in the recent year. For instance, just yesterday they announced the change to the new burial system at the VA, and it's really a great improvement.
Oh, good.
And I would encourage every veteran to go ahead and arrange their burial before you drop it on your family and, at a time when they're really having trouble. Did you know there's a traveling program? Okay, a lot of veterans complain when they go on vacation and they have an accident or they need care, they can't get care because the VA doesn't have their records.
Uh-huh.
Well, you can sign up in advance, okay, and have your records where you're going.
Okay.
For instance, the PACT Act is filing a claim for those that were exposed to different toxins and various burn pits and everything, but it also increased eligibility for VA health care. Right now, only 2 out of 3 veterans are eligible for VA health care, but this expands it. And
okay.
If you get VA health care, you know what the cost is on that, don't you?
No.
That's it. No.
No cost.
No cost, but you pay for some certain services
okay.
based on your individual records.
Okay.
Okay, but it's a lot cheaper than anything else you got out there.
Yeah, so these are all the services that are available next Friday. And you're going to be where? You're going to be at the fairgrounds.
Yes, sir, Mojave County Fairgrounds.
Okay. All
and
right.
We're looking forward.
Everybody in Kingman knows where that's at.
Yeah, and good news is I just found out this morning there'll be breakfast burritos available, so
oh.
you might want to get there a little early. Okay.
Oh, who's doing the breakfast burritos?
We are in partnership with the Kingman Elks.
Okay.
Okay, they share some responsibilities with us on getting this out for our veterans. And almost every Elks in the country has a veterans committee, and theirs is very uh-huh. active up there, and they've been helping us out for years.
And they're making breakfast burritos.
Breakfast burritos.
That means they're going to be made right in front of you, homemade, and probably delicious.
Well, they're always delicious over there.
So how many years have you been doing this Veterans Fair in Bullhead, Kingman, and Havasu?
We started in 2013 down here in Bullhead. Mayor Jack Hakem at the time.
Right.
Okay, was a very big proponent of this. He started the... I believe he was one of the instigators of Vietnam Veterans Day, which is March 29th every year.
Okay.
And he brought us here, and he paid out of his own pocket for some of this stuff. But he encouraged us to come here, and we got started. So
good.
The first year they told us it took maybe 3 to 5 people to show up, and we ended up with 93.
Wow.
Okay. We were
That's impressive.
Yeah. So and the most we've ever had is 495. But with the cooperation.
495?
Yeah, that was like 2015 or 16.
That's a lot of vets.
Yeah, but with the cooperation of over 50 different organizations, the continuum of care, the different resources down here, Catholic Charities, Nation's Finest, the city. City's been fantastic. We've reduced the number of the need, but the need still continues. For instance, we now have a transitional housing program for veterans with substance abuse issues in Kingman. It's free for them. They don't pay for their room. They don't pay for their food. The VA has transitioned to a housing-first approach, and we are one of the first to get in on that program with them. So we partner
wow.
with them.
See,
we have-
See, and that's what it takes to be successful for that vet, to have all these services available for them. That they can walk right up and talk to people and get answers.
The most important thing for a veteran to have success is to ask for help first before it gets too bad.
Show up with your questions.
Don't be afraid to ask.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all about getting educated. We never stop getting educated. And for these veterans to come to this one location next Friday in Kingman and get all the education they need on all the services available, mm-hmm. and then who to call to follow up or who to call when there's an update.
Yeah.
Bring your phone and load it up.
Yeah, there's plenty of resources available to the veteran. They're just spread out in this county. Some of them are coming. Someone's coming down from Las Vegas to set up a table there. So
okay.
if you're from this area, you need to get there.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And it's at the fairgrounds in downtown Kingman there on
Fairgrounds Boulevard.
Detroit?
It's off of Detroit.
Right off of Detroit, yeah.
Yeah, right by the school.
I think Detroit ends in the park.
Yes.
Dead ends into the...
yeah. If you're driving drunk, you can drive right into the fairgrounds.
Let's hope not. Yeah. Let's hope not. Yeah. Come sober next Friday from 10 to 2, and you're inside, right?
It's inside, yes.
Yeah. So you're not like out on the fairgrounds. You're inside one of the big
buildings. We're inside, yeah.
One of the big buildings there.
Everything's free. There's no cost to the veteran to come. Bring your family with you, your immediate family, okay?
Buy them a burrito.
Yeah. You don't have to buy them a burrito. They're free.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah, they're free. Come on up. You can do your show from there next week if you want.
Yeah, right. who's my guest next Friday? I'd have to flip the page here. I don't know. I know Monday we had the sheriff in here. Doug Schuster will be here Monday in the studio, direct from his home to the studio.
Okay. So, I believe he lives in Lake Havasu.
Yes, he does. And next Friday, can't do it. Next Friday I have Grace Heck running for county supervisor in here for a full hour. So,
well, that's a busy job this coming up, isn't it?
It will be. Yeah. And we have three candidates in Bullhead City running for the District 2, which covers Bullhead City. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have all three of them in next month.
Okay.
So people can make up their minds and listen to the questions. And speaking of making up your minds, if you're thinking about going to MCC, you know, or if you're going to go to MCC here in a couple of weeks after you graduate, tune in to Speak Out at the top of the hour from 11 to 12 with Paul Lavoie. He's going to have James Jarman in there, the PIO for MCC, the guy knows everything's going on with the college. So he'll be there. Are they going to have a booth there tomorrow, next Friday?
I'm not sure who all the vendors are.
Oh, okay.
We have a person now in charge of that. I don't have to do all the work anymore. Okay?
Finally.
Yeah, thank you, Amber.
Yeah, well, and that's what you got to do is break it up into different people heading up different parts of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing that next year with the Kiwanis Kids Expo for the first time.
Great.
We're going to a committee, and we've already had our first meeting.
Well, Kiwanis is a great organization.
Thank you, sir. We enjoy it. We enjoy it. So how many veterans do you think will show up next Friday in Kingman? Do you have an idea based upon your history?
I'm looking. Actually, we only had 53 when we were down there in Bullhead.
Okay.
But I'm looking for maybe 100 this time, okay, up in Kingman.
You know, and the amount that you get doesn't state the success of your program. It states the success of your programs the year before. Because if a veteran came last year, might not need to come this year. Got all the information already.
Yeah, that's why we're down from 495.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So the number should get smaller every year. Of course, you know, we still have people constantly, you know, leaving the military and becoming a veteran. And Lori Duggins was just talking about her daughter in the Navy, and she's retiring in a couple of years.
Okay.
So I'm moving back to Bullhead.
I didn't know Lori was that old.
Oh, did he say that live on the air? Oh. Oh, God.
She appears much younger
than she is. She just drove off the road somewhere.
Yeah, she appears much younger than she is.
Yes. Okay. And she's got the energy of a person much younger.
I want to give you an idea of the homeless veteran situation.
Okay.
Give a picture of what's going on. A couple of years ago, the VA estimated that there were 38,000 homeless veterans in the United States, and their goal was to house 38,000 homeless veterans. They exceeded their goal, and they housed over 40,000, 40,701, something in that area.
Okay.
There were still 33,000 homeless veterans left. So the program is not, it's dwindling, but it takes effort, and it's just like that Salisbury steak we used to get in the Navy. The more you chew on it, the bigger it gets.
Okay.
And that's what we're working on. We're working to get the homeless veterans off the street.
All right. Good. And in Bullhead City, at the Catholic Charities building, they have a section that's just for veterans.
Yeah. How great is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think there's 6 beds in there. I could be wrong.
Every little bit helps.
Yeah. And because unfortunately, some of the veterans have PTSD in different situations, and they're, you know, they've lost a job, and Lori Duggins and I were talking about this. You any of us can be one paycheck away from being homeless.
That's a fact.
And, you know, if you end up on the street and you're homeless and you're a vet, there are services for you. In Bullhead City, you can go to the Catholic Charities.
Well, what's happening now is in the real estate market, the prices are so high, the people that were renting out to veterans are now selling their houses.
Right.
And the veterans are getting kicked out.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's nowhere to go to get the same place at the same price they were getting. Okay. Because everybody's prices are going up.
Exactly.
Okay. This inflation is killing it.
Yeah. And a veteran can't go from paying $800 a month when they sell that house to go somewhere else and pay $1,200 a month. It doesn't have an extra $400 laying around.
Well, half of our veterans are over 65. Okay, and I will give you an idea. If I'd have retired after 20 years in the service, that would have been 1988. Okay, and I would have got a half pension for the money I was making in 1988.
Right.
So every year, that COLA that the government says will keep you caught up to the cost of living, there's lies, damn lies, and then there's COLA.
COLA doesn't COLA isn't reality.
No, not at all.
Yeah. Yep. And inflation has gone up much more than COLA.
Inflation has gone up further than what the government says.
I think it's probably 20-25%.
Yeah, if they want to go out and shop, they would realize that something ain't quite right.
Yeah. Well, and talk to any wife, and she'll tell you what goes on in the grocery store.
Oh, I hear it, believe me. Yeah,
yeah, I know. Okay. I mean, everything is just sky high. And, you know, hopefully something changes come November. We'll see.
Yeah,
We'll see what happens. It's up to America to vote.
Yes.
Get out and vote.
If you don't vote, don't complain.
That's right. And don't buy into this, you know, your vote didn't count, because they do count.
Yes.
I've had the recorder in here, and I've had the elections director in here, and we've talked about the way they do it up there in Kingman, how one department approves all the signatures on anything mailed in, and if it looks kinky, they either call you or email you or send it back to you and tell you. And so they only count the votes of the envelopes, you know, those that mail, because they used to always say, oh, mail-in votes don't count. And no, they do count.
Yes.
And they put 50 in, and 50 have to come out the other end. It has a total 50,
yeah,
whatever the votes are. So, yeah, including those that mark my name or Pat's name.
I really like the mail-in voting.
I do, too.
Yeah.
To me, there's nothing better than sitting at your table and just taking your time, filling it out.
Well, the last time I voted in person, I could have got high in line because there was smoking marijuana behind me. Okay?
Well, it is legal now in Mojave County and in Arizona. Yeah. So
you can get high all you want. Just don't get me high.
Okay. Yeah. Let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more. If you have questions, 234-343-1065. When will you be 64?
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine?
Whether it's your home or your business, it's time to elevate your online experience with 100% fiber internet from TWN Communications and Mojave Electric Cooperative. We provide fast, reliable service for household and enterprise solutions for companies. Visit TWN.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up today. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City introduces the new Ultimate French Toast Platters menu. Enjoy your choice of four new great combo platters. Check out the Banana Nut and Caramel French Toast Platter or their Strawberry Cheesecake French Toast Platter. How about a Lemon Blueberry French Toast Platter? Or try the delicious Chocolate-Covered Strawberry French Toast Platter. Eggs and bacon on all platters. Available now at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery.
Amazing care happens in Western Arizona Regional Medical Center's Fast ER. We keep hearts beating, keep lungs breathing, stop strokes, and we are always ready to care for a multitude of serious injuries and illnesses. If it's a heart attack, remember that Fast Care can stop heart damage and let healing begin. Act quickly to seek care and know that we're ready in a heartbeat. For more information, visit WesternArizonaER.com.
80% of youth in Arizona don't drink, smoke, or use drugs. Want to know the reason why? It's you. Kids say not disappointing their parents is one of the main reasons they choose not to drink or use drugs. Visit TalkNowAZ.com, because while you might worry you aren't getting through, you are. Keep it up and stay up to date about the latest Arizona drug trends at TalkNowAZ.com. This message is sponsored by the Substance Abuse Coalition Leaders of Arizona.
The new edition of Talkers Magazine is out, and it's no surprise that KNTR Talk dominates again. KNTR Talk's Sean Hannity is ranked the number one talk show host in the country. Dave Ramsey is number two, Ryan Kilmeade is three, Dana Lash comes in at five, and Mark Levin is number six. That means KNTR Talk is five hosts of the top six in Talkers.com Heavy 100. Bill O'Reilly comes in at 38th, and Dennis Prager comes in at 49th. KNTR Talk has seven of the year's top 50 talkers. With an estimated combined listenership of 80 million nationwide, it's no wonder you tuned into KNTR Talk 106.7, 5, and 3. The voice of the free. The most listened to radio station in Mojave County. If you're in business, a political candidate, or PAC, consider KNTR Talk for advertising results. KNTR Talk is a Radio Central station. Stream KNTR Talk via KNTRTalk.com or the TuneIn app.
All right, welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. You're about 8 minutes away from the news, and then Speak Out from Lake Havasu City with James Jarman. And James and Paul will tell you all about Mojave Community College and what's going on. It's even a podcast. Yeah, it's crazy now. Oh, by the way, this program is brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. Yes, in 2024, are you thinking maybe you want to buy a home? Well, let Mojave Mortgage help you. Chad Hansen, he's the founder and CEO, president. He's got all those titles. But he's also got all the money. Yeah. Call him up, 928-288-2691. He says, come on in. I'll get your money out of the vault. The vault? Yes. It's under his desk, and it's the size of the Pentagon. Every shelf has money on it. How much do you need? You want $300,000, $400,000, $600,000, $800,000? What do you want? Call him up, 928-288-2691. Just go in and sit down and say, Chad, we need $800,000. He'll probably give you eight or nine pieces of paper to fill out. You know, you want to walk out with $800,000, you got to tell him everything about yourself. So, and then he disappears while you're filling out the paperwork. He goes down to the vault and gets your money. Got a great big platter, brings it up, $800,000. Here you go. Have a great day. Almost. Call him up. Get some of Chad's money. 928-288-2691. Don't call after 9 o'clock. ProFit Kitchen. Ah, yes, it's a healthy restaurant in Bullhead City in Kingman. What are you looking for? Are you looking for a salad? How about a wrap? How about a... You know, last night, they had an appreciation for veterans... Or, excuse me, for volunteers at River Valley Home Health. And they served ProFit Kitchen. Oh, yeah. The wraps? Oh, gosh, they were good last night. You should have went there. They were free, too. Oh, well. Anyways, that was last night. So you can get a wrap today at ProFit. You can get one of 10 healthy burgers. You can get a nice bowl with veggies and all kinds of good stuff. Maybe you want a protein shake. Dine in or carry out. Just go to ProFitKitchen, KITCHIN.com. And don't forget, next Thursday, 4 o'clock, ribbon cutting. TWE Communications, elevate your online experience with fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet. It does not fail. It does not break. It doesn't do anything wrong. It's great. I have it in my home. We have it here in the studio. The whole building. It's awesome. You need it too. In Bullhead City in Fort Mojave, 23,000 connections available. You might have it in your front yard or your overhead in your backyard. You don't even know it. Go to TWNcom.com/Mojave and sign up today. You several different options, several different rates. If you've got a teenager who plays games, you want the fastest rate they have. Because then you can still be on your phone when he's on the computer playing games. All right, back in the studio with Pat, the president of the Veterans Council. And come down next Friday and explore. Check it out. If you're a veteran, okay. Or you know it, maybe you have a veteran that's a neighbor and they probably can't get out or have an issue or they're going to be out of town, go down there for them and just grab all the information you can.
We have a brand new program that we just got a grant from Mojave County for. It's for the opioid prevention. And I can tell you personally from my family's experience that I've had a nephew died from a fentanyl overdose, and a niece is brought back by Narcan.
Yeah.
So this is a very deadly thing that's out there, and there's plenty of it. And if you need help getting off of drugs, call this following number. Get your pen out. We will come out to you. We have a recovery specialist on board if you're trying to get off. So the number is 928-715-1244. And again, that's 928-715-1244. So opioid substances, please call for help, okay? And also, while I have the opportunity, I'd like the staff that we have and what they've done. They're incredible. Over the past 3 years, we've housed over 70 homeless veterans.
Wow, okay. That's fantastic. That's great.
We don't do that by ourselves. We do it with the cooperation of other agencies, Nation's Finest, Catholic Charities, HUD-VASH program, Mojave County Community Services. There's a whole myriad of things out there. So if you're interested in helping the homeless, you might want to call Mojave County Community Services and ask about joining the Continuum of Care.
Okay.
What a great organization that is.
Good. Glad to know. Good to know. Well, and yesterday, Lori Duggins and I were in a meeting with a whole bunch of people smarter than us in regards to mental health, and it was up at Warm Sea. They hosted the meeting, and Warm Sea announced that they now have Narcan at the front counter and in the ER. And if someone needs Narcan, all I got to do is walk in and ask for it.
Yeah, and MSTEP will also come out and do some training on it.
Right.
Okay, I believe they, and the numbers is just from my memory, is they've saved over 1,000 lives in Mojave County alone.
I can recall, and this was and I've told the story before in the air, but it was a few years ago, maybe 7-8 years ago, when the Kingman Police Department was the first department nationwide to carry Narcan in their cars.
Yeah.
And one of their officers had gone on a call, and he used the Narcan on that call. And before he could get back to the station, they sent him to Walgreens for a disturbance in the parking lot. So he gets to Walgreens in Kingman, and the disturbance is this guy's overdosing. And he's like, I just used my Narcan at that house. Wait a minute. I'm at a pharmacy. He runs in the pharmacy, runs up to the pharmacy. I need Narcan right now. I got a guy that needs, and boom, he went out and saved the guy's life. That quick. He saved 2 lives in about 25 minutes.
Yeah.
By himself.
Yeah.
Now, that's a guy who needed a steak dinner.
Or two.
Yeah, or two. Because, gosh, and Narcan's available. And call the Mojave County Health Department if you're in Kingman, Bullhead City, or someplace and you don't know where to get it. The Health Department can give you directions. And like I said, in Bullhead City, you can go to Warm Sea at the counter when you walk in the front door. Or you can go around to the ER and get it 24/7. Just walk in and ask for it.
We have it in our office, okay?
In your office, good.
And the police chief you cited was Bob DeVries. Okay?
Right.
And he had to force that. He's actually running MSTEP now.
Yes, he is.
Okay. Yep.
So, I've had him in here. He comes in here.
Frequently. Good guy.
Real good guy. Guy who retired in law enforcement and still keeps just giving. Where's your office? Tell people.
315 Oak Street. Okay. It's the old county building.
Okay.
And currently we're working on the back because we have some repairs that we're working on right now. And we could use donations to help with those repairs.
All right, Pat. Thank you so much. Next Friday from 10 o'clock till 2 at the county fairgrounds.
Come get a burrito.
All right. That's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. Join us Monday with Mojave County Sheriff Doug Schuster. News is up next, and a commercial or two, and weather, and Paul LaVoy will be in your ears. But James Jarman sounds like a fun show to me.
This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.